You don't forget these scriptures. For many of us, we use our phones. Okay, you can always, copy or write on your phone. So it's good to master those scriptures. Hallelujah. As a believer, it's good for you. It's good for your development. You don't have to be a pastor or, a leader in the church to know scriptures. You should be as a believer. All right. You should know, understand. So you have the scripture, you meditate on these scriptures. Now, Genesis chapter 1, 26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the seas and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now, in Genesis chapter 1, okay, just very important for us to follow this. Genesis chapter 1 is the mind of God. So Genesis chapter 1 is what God intended for man. That is the plan of God. That is the way God intended things to be. Amen. So God wanted that man, he said, let us make man how? Where? In our image and after our likeness. So in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And I've told us this once, that even the creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, okay, that is the same thing as the devil as well, okay? So the man, listen up everybody, so God said, let us make man in our image, verse 27. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created in him, male and female created he them, and blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon, what? The earth. So, now, very important. So, this is what God did, okay? And if you jump to verse 31, he says, and God saw everything that he had made. Behold, it was good, and the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Okay? So now look at that again. So God created man when? That is on the what? On the sixth day. Okay? Is that all we read there? So I'm trying to be fast for a reason. Okay? So God created man. So look at Genesis chapter 1 from beginning. Let's go to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 from beginning. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Hallelujah. And God saw that the light was good, and God divided light from the darkness, and God called the night day, and the darkness, night, okay, and the evening and the morning was what? The first day. Now, it went on and on and on. And God, on the sixth day, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And God saw that it was good. Blah, blah, blah. Man was made. And God, on the seventh day, the Bible said, God rested. That's Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his works, which he has made. And he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he has made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God has created and made. Verse 4. These are the generation. Amen. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
So this, he said, this is the history of, or the origin of, the heavens and the earth, which they were created in the day. That is the day of creation. That the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. So verse 5, he said, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field, because it, before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, because there was no man to till the ground. So, and verse 7, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth, from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, listen up, everybody. So, he said, in Genesis 2:27, we saw another pattern of discussion. Genesis 1:26, it says, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. 27 says, and God created. Okay, 27 says, and God created. Then you now go to Genesis 2:7, and it says, and God now formed man again. So you begin to wonder, is it like two men that were formed? No. Genesis 1 is God's mind, God's intention, what God wants to be, and it is be. If there's anything like that, and it is. Hallelujah. No, you are going to catch up with this. So Genesis 1 is prophetic, is spiritual. This is what God wants. God wanted man that would have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the every creeping thing. God wants man that will be created in his image. He says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So when a man is created in the image of God and in his likeness, what does he do next? He functions in dominion automatically. Are we together here? So he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Let them have dominion. So when a man is created in the image of God and in the likeness of God, he automatically begins to function or positions himself in the place of dominion. Hallelujah. So he begins to have dominion. So, but what we see in Genesis chapter 2, we have said this several times, Genesis chapter 2 is the formation of man. The man that God formed in Genesis 2, okay, from the dust of the ground, that man is supposed to come into Genesis 1:26. Are we together? So what happened in Genesis 2? The man formed from the dust of the ground, okay? Adam was supposed to come into Genesis 2. He's supposed to take Genesis 2. I'm sorry. He's supposed to take Genesis 1. So how is he going to take Genesis 1? By ensuring that he comes into the image of God. And that's what God gave them in the garden. The two choices, like he's told us, is not apple and is not mango. In the two gardens, okay, there are two trees in the garden. The one is tree of life, okay, which signifies the presentation to Adam of the gospel. So in the receiving of the tree of life, it comes into the reality of Genesis 1. Amen. There are two trees in the garden. One is the tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil, okay? So now, the tree of life, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So when a man, so the tree of life represents Jesus. So in the beginning, what Adam was presented with is Jesus. So, okay, look at it again. Let us look at it. I think we have looked at that. Colossians, I will stress this again. Colossians and chapter 1. So he said, let us make man in our image and what? After our what? Likeness. No, I told us this several times. He did not say, let us make man in our images. Is that what he said? No, he said, go Genesis 1. Look at it. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image. Our image. And after our likeness. So it is our images. That would have been, but our image. So, and the image of God is one. And the reason why they use our is the Moses, in quantifying his statement, uses Elohim. So the word God there, okay, is translated Elohim. So the word Elohim, it's not the same word as Jehovah. Okay? So Elohim is a word that pluralizes God. So it pluralizes God, especially when the writer is not sure sometimes of who is communicating to him. Okay, of course. You know, when people say not sure, they are sure, but they are aware of the realm, but they don't know exactly. Let me explain. So it's the word Elohim is a pluralized, you use the word to pluralize divinity. So it's used for magistrates, for judges. It's also used for angels. Are we together here? It's also used for angels. It's used for angels. So you have to read in context to understand what the writer is talking about. So anytime you see Elohim, Elohim does not literally mean God, God. Okay? In this context, it's God, the Godhead. Are we together here? So, but most of the time, the writer would say, and Jehovah. So that's why, for example, the Bible says, what is man? That you are mindful of him. You have made him lower, a little lower than who? Yeah, the word angels there is Elohim. Okay? The word angels there, that is Psalm 2, Psalm 8. You go there. Go there. We'll come back to this place. Psalm 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to catch this by the time we finish. Psalms and chapter 8. Psalms chapter 8. Yeah. Are you there? Mm-hmm. Now, look at what it says there. It says, are we? Okay, from verse 2. Okay, from verse 3. He says, when I consider the heavens and the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him, what? A little lower than what? Angels. The word angels here too is the same word translated. If you go to the Hebrew word, it translated Elohim. The word angels there. So it's like divinity. So the same thing that happened to Jacob in Genesis 32. When Jacob fought with angel all through the night. And he said, I have seen the Lord. Look at it. Amen. I used that last Sunday. Genesis. So he said, we read Psalms 8. Now he says, what is man that thou made me? Made him a little lower than who again? Angels, which is what? Elohim. Amen. The word there, the Hebrew word there that translates English is Elohim. So look at that. What did I say? We should open again. Genesis. Go to Genesis 32. Genesis and chapter 32. Don't forget, we're looking at the new creation and in the light of what? Dominion. Hallelujah. Genesis and chapter 2. So we read from, because of time, okay. Look at Genesis 2, verse 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, thy name. That's after they had fought. And he said, wherefore is it that thou ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place, what? Peniel. Are you following everybody? So the place where he has wrestled with the angels all night, or with that man, the Bible says he saw a man. He wrestled with a man all night, right? It is not God that he, it's it. Amen. It is not God that he wrestled with all night. Hallelujah. Amen. Jacob, okay, maybe let us, I think we should find a place. Let us start from... Hallelujah. Okay, verse 24. Are you in 24? Luke 24. Genesis 32, 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. So they were wrestling all through the night, and the guy dislocated, you know, Jacob's thigh so that, you know, the fight would end. So then they kept fighting. Verse 26, and he said, let me go, for the day break. So Jacob is not allowing him to go. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. For a prince thou art, as a prince thou the power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Okay? So verse, is Elohim actually. And Jacob asked him, said, tell me, what's your name? So let's jump to 30. And Jacob called the name of the place where? Peniel. For I have seen God where? Face to face. And my life is preserved. So what is Jacob's conclusion? He said, I have seen what? God. Now the word Jacob mentioned there is not, you know, Jehovah per se. It's Elohim. Now Elohim too is a name, like I said. It is word that is used to also qualify God, magistrate, angels, anything divine. I mean, that's a divine, okay? That most of the time you cannot put. Now, he says, what did Jacob say here? He said he has seen God what? Now, would we say his testimony is right? No. Why? Because no one has seen God. Now, look at John. Go to John. So, go to John. John, hallelujah. John and chapter 1, John 1, thank you. John 1, verse 18, thereabout. Now, are you there? John 1, 18. John and chapter 1, verse 18. I want us to read it together. John 1, 18. What, everybody, are you there?
Yes, sir.
If you're there, say, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus.
Now, say it, want to go. no man, what? So now, this is what John is saying. This is years after Genesis. John is saying that no man has seen God at any time. And Jacob said, I have seen God face to face. So which testimony would you, so which utterance would you agree to hear? It's John. Because you know what? Because we are talking about Jesus here. It was when God, so this is it. God has never at any time, from Genesis to Malachi, God has never at any time come in flesh to man. The first time that God came in flesh to man was in the person of Jesus. That's why in the manger. That was the first time that angels, the Bible says, myriads of angels appeared to see baby Jesus, because they had never seen their creator physically before. Even the angels never saw God before. They saw God. Angels saw God first when Jesus was born. So from Genesis to Malachi, even the angels never saw God. No man has ever seen God. Even Moses did not see God. But Jacob said, I saw him face to face. That is Jacob's testimony. We can tell. Jacob said, I've seen Elohim. We know who Jacob saw. It's our angels. But are angels not valid? Of course, they are coming with messages. They are valid. They are not invalid. Amen. Because they are coming also, they are messengers. The Bible says, are they not all ministry spirits to serve? They are messengers. You know, when you send in your arm from in Nigeria, I'm from a tribe, Yoruba. I don't know about other tribes, but in Yoruba land, if a king sends someone to represent him somewhere, he gives the staff of authority to the person. Sometimes they don't put the staff on ground, sometimes they put it on. There are different dynamics to it. So the person represents the king. And I've told us once before that even in representing individuals, also always add their character to it. You understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. If for example, now, if they send me to go, I don't know, let's say I'm a ruthless person. Let me use that word. And I'm sent to go and distribute money to a group of people. And they become unruly. They're just cutting. No, 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 it's me, I'm next. You guys are like, Kilo, what is wrong? What is wrong with you? That one, you know? I said, line up. You know? But what they told me to go and do is share money. But they are not lining up. So what I needed to use cane to reset them to line up. But now I made them line up and I gave them money. Have I not delivered my work? Uh-huh. But the person who sent me, did he send me to flog them? It happens like that with angels. The angels are angels of war. We have talked about before. Angels that even when they are just ruthless. There are certain angels that are ruthless. So even when they are going to deliver their messages, okay, their character is exhibited in, because angels are not they don't reflect the image and the character of God. Angels don't do that. That's what I'm telling you. See, if it was an angel, which is not possible, if it was an angel that was born in the manger, and Herod wants to kill the baby, because Herod said, let you kill all children. The angel will deal with all of them. He will kill all of them. But angel, they had to appear to him they have said also, you are Picris, carry this baby and Picris. They had to send Gabriel to do that, because Gabriel is a cool guy. You know, Gabriel is not the same thing as Michael. Gabriel will come bring messages. Bring message of deliverance. Baby. You know, you're about to give birth. The Lord has opened your womb. And a man, Gabriel, appeared. Daniel. Oh, Gabriel appeared to Daniel. You guys are going to be free now. Really? That's Gabriel. Oh, they are going to give birth to a baby now. Yes, you're giving birth to a baby. Jesus will save the world. That's Gabriel. Amen. But you cannot do that with Michael. Hallelujah. He cannot do that with Michael. He will come. He will come with the host, with sword. That's why Jesus, when Peter sliced somebody's ear, and Jesus told them, he said, don't you think I will call legions to come? And if legions come, Do you know what they're going to do there? The entire city will be down. You understand what I'm trying to say here? And you know, this is very important for us to understand. We must understand ministry of angels. That's why the law of Moses is orchestrated by the ministry of angels. Because God never gave, that's what I told her, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, not that he gave his law. The law was given, the law of Moses was given to the people of Israel. Look at that, Galatians. Go Galatians. Let's touch that part. Then we switch again. The new creation in the light of dominion. So Galatians and chapter 3. Are you there? Galatians and chapter 3. Look at it, verse 17. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot change, that it should make the promise of no effect. Verse 18. For if the inheritance that we have is of the law, then it is no more of promise. But God gave the inheritance to Abraham by promise. Then why are we now serving? Then what's the purpose of the law? He said the law was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promises were made. Okay? And it was what? Ordained by what? Ordained by what? You see that? The law was ordained by angels. Why? Because God already made a covenant with man in Abraham. 430 years after, the children of Israel must behave. Were behaving, and God has to see. I have a covenant with Abraham already. I cannot be making multiple covenants. Guys, angels, you guys go and help me reset them. Just make sure you protect them till Jesus will come. To whom will be the fulfillment of my covenant with Abraham? Because if you don't protect this guy like this, they will misbehave. So when angels now get there, you now begin to see that, ha-ha. Hey, you wear earring, you are gone. all kinds of ridiculous thing. Say, a lady that menstruation, you are a sinner. You wear cloth of different material, you are gone. Small tattoo, you are gone. Including this tattoo, because I have tattoo here. It's tribal mark. Tribal mark is tattoo. It's just not fine, but it's tattoo. It's tattoo, whether you like it or not, it's tattoo. Including all those things, you're gone. You eat bush meat. You eat bush meat. You are a sinner. That is the law. Hallelujah. That's the law. That it was never the cover. The reality of the new creation is a relationship between God and man directly. No angel in between. Christianity is a relationship between God and man, not God, angel. No, we are not interacting with angels. A man who participates and fellowship with the law of Moses interacts with angels. Because the ministry of angels, he said it was ordained by angels. Even look at this. Stephen also mentioned it in Acts. Go. Acts 8. Is it Acts 8 now? Yeah, I think Acts 8. Acts 7, thank you. Acts 7, are you there? Look at that. Acts 7, 50. Praise God. Acts 7, I think it should be 50-something there. Amen. Now, Acts 7, 53, look at it. Start from verse 52. Which of the prophets, Acts 7 from 52, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? He said, they have slain them which slew before the coming of the just one, of whom you are now being betrayers and murderers. Speaking of the fathers, he said, who received the law by what? By what? You see? He said, what is man that you are mindful of him? You have made him a little lower than angels. Elohim. So when God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, who is the image? Jesus. Colossians 1. So like I was saying, the image of God is not nose. So when you look at, you see, your lipstick, you know, I mean, the image of God, my lip. It's God's lips. It's like God's lips. My hair. No. Hey, man. Hunchback is not God's image. Genetic deformity is not God's image. Hey, man. You know, some of us, maybe you don't understand, that we have gone through a lot of histories, you know. Some of us have sunburn. Some of us are from Africa. And melanin has increased over time. So which one is the image of God? It's not that Jesus is black, is yellow, is green. Which one? What's the problem with Jesus' complexion? I think I'm trying to say. It means you are still Kana. I know it must be black. It must be, you are still Kana. Jesus, God is not, what is it? In the image of God, don't talk about, at least as we are seated here, we don't look alike. Physically, we don't look alike. So if we don't look alike physically, then who is God? Who does God look like among all of us? Is he me because I'm a pastor? Or is he you because of what? I am trying to say, what makes your own image, your own physical? So when God said in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image, he's talking about one image, not images. I am trying to say, yeah. So look at that. Well, look at Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Amen. Verse 15. Speaking of Jesus, he said, who is the image of what? Colossians 1:14. He says Jesus Christ, because he said in whom we have redemption in 14, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Speaking of that womb, which is the Son, he said, he is the image of what? He's the image of the invisible God. Jesus is there. So when God said, let us make man in our image, who is the image of the invisible God? Jesus. Jesus, you see? So Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Is it Christ Jesus in the flesh, in the manger? No, not flesh Jesus. That's why, see, before then, okay, let us group Hebrews to just buttress that. Hebrews 1:3. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1:3. Hebrews 1, verse 3, from verse 1, he says, God who has 100 times, Hebrews 1, from verse 1, hallelujah. Hebrews and chapter 1, verse 1, he says, God who at sundry times and in diverse manner spoken unto the time past, unto the Father by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of things, by whom also he made the world, he said, who being the brightness of God's glory and the express what? Image of his person. So who is the express image of God, divinity? Is Jesus. So in other words, we call God invisible. Amen. God is invisible. I was telling somebody, for example, I'll say, so if I tell you, if you close your eyes and I tell you microphone, you can create an image of microphone in your mind because you have an image. Hallelujah. You know, I want to say something, but I won't say it. Amen. Yeah. Because I want to say, if I tell you to close your eyes, and you, okay, I'll say, if I tell you to close your eyes, and you say, daddy, and I say, daddy, your daddy. You know, we have different daddies now. You know, those who have issues with daddy, you know, they won't create image with daddy, okay? Some people create mommy in their, the mommy image will come to their mind, because the mommy has been a daddy and a mommy together. What I'm trying to say is that images which have come to your mind, certain connection, you connect to something. If I tell you, if I tell you Ronaldo, you know, as I say Ronaldo now, I know the way Ronaldo will look. If we put pictures of Ronaldo and Messi together, you know where to point to. I might communicate to you all here. So, because there's an image that comes to your mind. So he says that Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Jesus is the image. So you know, that's why this should help you from the concept of, is it that we have three gods? We have, you know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. All of them are sitting together and they are just sitting and say, shares. You see what you do? You know, they're not doing shares. Hallelujah. So it's, for example, when you say God is invisible. So, but the image of the invisible God is Jesus. So to see God, how do we see God? Yeah. So in fact, this is valid to say we see Jesus, we see God through Jesus, or we see God in Jesus, or we see God as Jesus. So the first time that God became flesh, became visible, was when they saw him in the manger. The first time. Look at it. It's not me that's cooking it up. 1 Timothy. I'm not a cooker. 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. This should bless you. It should. So for 1 Timothy 3:16. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 3:16. If you're there, say Jesus is Lord.
1 Timothy 3:16. Please note these scriptures. Go home, meditate on them. It says 1 Timothy 3:16. 1 Timothy 3:16. It says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. So when we say godliness, we are talking about godly. What is godly? Anything that has to do with divine. So it's a great mystery. He said, what is the mystery? He put column explaining this mystery now. He said, what is the greatness? He said, God was manifest in the flesh. What again? Justified in the spirit. Seen of angels. He says what? Preach unto the Gentiles and believe done in the word, received of the glory. But seen of angels, that's the first time they saw him. It is in the mystery of godliness that God became flesh. Until he was manifest in the flesh, angels did not see him. Even the angels in the heavens, they did not see God. Until he was manifest in the flesh, they saw him. That's why the Bible says, myriads of angels, they appear. Why? They want to see their maker. Hallelujah. The image, because the Bible says God dwells in the light which no man can approach. So what they see all the time, they just see light and glory. They can't behold. The Bible says they cannot approach him. You cannot see him. So now God now coming to us, making himself visible, is Jesus. You understand what I'm trying to say? So by making himself visible, so that's why, for example, God, that's why, for example, you see, that's why I say, a man who has fasted, for example, let's say, just imagine, a man who has fasted, devoted himself to power, to God, you know, because when you fast and pray, you consecrate yourself, you open up yourself to easy flow of power. And that same person will now say to someone, say, ah, it will not be well with you. And then I say, ah, and it's not, and it will not be well with that person. Not because God, it's not God's plan. It's not, maybe you understand what I'm trying to say here. That's why a lot of pastors, ministers, we face the judgment of it. For the power that is given to men, which we all have, how you use it to curse men or to bless men. So because the same power, you can as well use it. We see what is happening in Nigeria now. The same people who are elected there, not just in Nigeria, many other countries, to help people, to develop. They use the same power to steal money. So it's the same power. The same power that can steal can also make it right. Are you trying to say here? Yeah. It's the same signature. The same signature that we wire $10 million for development of road or scholarship, we also wire the same money to your pocket. It's the same signature. Same energy. Thank you. Same energy. So what I'm trying to say is this, that we only see the best explanation of God can only be seen in Jesus alone. You cannot see explanation of God in Elijah. Mm-hmm. So that's why we told us when men gathered to capture Elijah, he doesn't say, God of Elijah, send that fire. God of Elijah, send that fire. Now, they send that fire to kill the enemy. Hallelujah. I was telling you on Sunday, Elisha was coming out, going to the city, and children, because the man had boarded. And the children came out and said, Akbari Kolodo, Akbari Kolodo, Akbari Kolodo. I don't know if you know what that means. The children came out and said, Bored man. They started mocking him, Bored man. And the man, by the spirit, he got angry, said, oh, let a beast come out and devour them. And beast came out and devour them. And you see believers, hey, see power, Jesus. And as you are reading, I say, I want this kind of power. So when men come against me, I just say, hey, fire, devour them. But the same thing happened to Jesus. When Jesus went to preach in a city and they did not receive him, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Master, let us call down fire as Elijah did. Jesus, the Bible said, Jesus turned and rebuked them. I said, don't know what manner of spirit you are of. When they came to arrest him, Peter said, no, it's not possible. He said, stop it. Don't you think I can call legions? I can. But this is me. This is God at work. We are not seeing God character in Elijah. We are not seeing God character in Moses. Of course, we can see these are individuals whom we can learn from their life. We can learn devotion, how they prayed. But we must be ready to filter out. How do you filter? You filter with Jesus. You see perfect example in Jesus. Moses said, a woman who is caught in adultery must be stoned to death. That's what Moses said. The same woman was brought to Jesus. And Jesus said, he that has the first stone, cast the, he that has no sin, cast the first stone. Neither nobody condemn you, neither do I. Is this an encouragement of sin? No. What Jesus has come to do, he said, I have not come to destroy, but to save lives. He has not come to destroy, but to save lives. And that's why Jesus came. Glory to God. The new creation in the light of dominion. So we see Jesus. So in Genesis 1:26, it says, let us make man in our image, at our likeness. Hallelujah. And that's why we saw what happened in the new creation. 2 Corinthians 17, back there again. 2 Corinthians 5. I'm running up now. You have to see yourself in the way God sees you. Don't see yourself the way circumstances sees you. See yourself only the way God sees you. In Christ. Hallelujah. I am who the word says I am. I am a man in Christ. I am a man in Christ. You know what that means? Let us make man in our image. And that image is Christ. So what God is saying, let us make man where? In Christ. So the first Adam was supposed to come in Christ. It is the intention of God from creation. And that's what we are seeing today. Even as we preach the gospel to men, we are presenting them with the opportunity to be engrafted in Christ. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does it say again? He said, therefore, if any man what? Hallelujah. Is a new creature. Is a new what? Creature. And I'm saying this to you. You are a new creature 10 years ago. If you received Jesus 10 years ago, you have been a new creation. Since that time, you are still a new creation till today. Tomorrow, you are still a new creation. There is no experience, new creation. There is no old, new creation. Hallelujah. I was new creation 15 years ago. I'm still a new creation today. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, I'm a new creation. When I come on Sunday to dance, amen, at the God of all tribes, I'm going to be dancing as a new creation. Glory to God. As I'm going out today, I'm going also as a new creation. I'm teaching as a new creation. Glory to God. When you drive your car, you're driving the car as a new creation. What does that mean? It means you are in Christ. You are in the image of God. The power of God surrounds you. You have dominion. Don't forget, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have what? Dominion. So you have dominion. You do have dominion. Your case cannot be hopeless because you're different. You are a new class of man or men. You belong to the new class of men. You are different, totally different, because you are in Christ. Look at it, last scriptures. Last scriptures, Ephesians. He said, for we are his workmanship. Glory to God. Ephesians. So that's how I say, you know, some people came to me, I was saying, God must be a ruthless, wicked God. How can God be killing children in the Old Testament? Who told it was God that was killing them? Who told you? How? God, Jesus never killed any children, any child. If I instead, he said, let the children come unto me. Let the children come unto me, for theirs are the kingdom of God. He wants children to come. He wants the salvation of all men. All men, everybody. You are, if you're listening, Goliath, everybody, Jesus wants their salvation. Hallelujah. It's not a gospel of favoritism, like, this special country. No. That is the dispensation of angels and the law. And there's a reason for that, because Christ had not come. And God came in the flesh. The first time was 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, when God came in the flesh, in the person of Jesus. Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 verse 10. He says, let us read together, everybody. Ephesians 2:10. He says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has ordained before that we should walk in them. God has ordained this before. Did you see that? In Genesis 1:26, and so God created man in his image. He has ordained it before. When you believe the gospel, you come into the reality of what God has ordained before. all. You know when somebody tells you, say, well, you know, do you believe in destiny? Well, I believe in destiny. The only destiny that the Bible talks about is that we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Son, which is what? In Christ. That's the predestination. Say, well, you know, maybe in the heavens, you know, God said, well, you will be a doctor. You know, it's a very ridiculous assertion, you know. And it is all those Yoruba movies. I don't know if it's Yoruba movies. Maybe they say, ah, you know, in your deal, you know. I used to tell us, if just imagine that God calls me. Has any fair? Oh, hey, boy, we're about to send you to hell now. You know, where do you want to go? I told us, many of us, you will not choose Nigeria. For those that are from Nigeria here. Yeah. Hey, man. Say, no. Excuse me, sir. No. No. I'm sure there will be lots of burning people in Nigeria. Lots of burning people. People will not want to, babies will not want to come. If that's the way it's supposed to be. No, not so long. No. I'm not going. Please. We hear stories. Amen. But that's not that. We say, where you are going? Say, now, God will now open books. Say, you, be a doctor. You, I have planets for you. You be a president. For you, no. You be a bricklayer. You're a bricklayer. No, that's nothing like that with God. That's arrant rubbish. That's men who are cooking things, who are chefs, you know. Cooking things out of their imagination. Because the plan of God is for all man, irrespective of your devotion, to be conformed to the image of Christ. When you are conformed to the image of Christ, okay, you automatically come into dominion, even if you are working as a bricklayer or as a doctor or whichever sphere you are, you experience dominion. That's the point. You don't have to be, that's what we're talking about. If we knew, who knew 15 years ago that there would be a technology called crypto? Who knew? My parents in my house, if he's not doctor, he cannot be anything else. You will do doctor, Nisha. Amen. Of course, you know, thank God I love it. Amen. I love medicine too. Because I'm not saying you should like medicine. Medicine is good if you have studied medicine. Because most of you have studied medicine. I'm just saying it is the way it is. If they knew, if they can see the future, they would have been telling me, learn coding. And by then would have bought a lot of coins. By before, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? But by now, you just be bawling. You and everyone must be mates. But we didn't know everything is medicine. I have to study medicine. Because they say, there's good salary. Yeah, they're working. They're working. Now, they are everyone. Most of them are on strike. Most of them are on strike. Hallelujah. But one thing, that's what I'm saying. One thing is certain, okay? That when you have Christ, okay? Whichever sphere of life, and you understand the place of dominion, you know who you are in Christ Jesus. This is just the beginning of what we are teaching, okay? You understand that anywhere, even if you are a taxi driver, you succeed and prosper in it. Even there's nothing. Sometimes I try to tell people, I remember I used to tell people that I want to prove people wrong. I try myself, but I cannot prove everybody wrong in all area of life. I deliberately choose to engage myself in certain things just to prove people wrong that, see, when it comes to Christ, and you understand the Spirit, your Spirit of God is working in you, you should come back with results. And you keep at it, you should come back with results. In your study, you should come back with results. Someone say, I have low assimilation. New creation? The Spirit of God is at work in you. You take it up your mind, in the name of you have dominion. I don't have low assimilation, I assimilate fast. In the name of Jesus. And you read the first page, it's still not looking like it. No. In the name of Jesus, assimilate fast. You make sure you stick to it until you get results. We don't back down until we get results. Are you going to try to say, yeah? Say, in our house, when people clock age 40, this is what used to happen to them. You are now in Christ. Ha! He said, all things are passed away. You don't know what that means? It's all things have become new. You are in the image of God. That is your destiny. The destiny is the image of God. Conformity to the image of Christ. He said, no, we get in Christ Jesus, he says, with long life. He will satisfy us. Hallelujah. That's what he said in his word. So you take that word. So somebody said, well, you know your background, you know, and this thing also haunts us. I'll round up with this. This also haunts some of us. Not all of us. Let me let you know. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. You see, you go online and you see somebody called Davido. Another one called this because they are, you know, they have money and the others are flying money. Say, hey, oh, hey, what's my, oh, what should I now do? See, you are not from the same background with this person. Are you going to say, this person, daddy is there for your daddy? Your daddy did his own best to put you in the position he has put you. You just make sure that you yourself, you now become a new daddy or a new foundation for the new generation that is coming. And you just make sure that your own generation will know Christ and will prosper on earth. Yes. It's as simple as that. It's just that thinking, hey, I cannot sleep now. Look at the way youth are now making money. Everybody's making money. Money just flying everywhere. Money is flying everywhere. Hallelujah. You just look, who are you in Christ Jesus? What is God doing in you? You from there, you begin to take your own step, little by little, and you get results. You get results. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm a new creation. Say, I'm a new creation. Say, I'm a man created in Christ. The Spirit of God is at work in me. I am born of God. Say, I am created in the image of God. I am created in the image of God. I live the dominion life over sickness, over poverty, over weakness. I am ruling and reigning in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be oppressed of the devil because I am a new creation. I am the image of God. Created in the image of God. I bear the image of God. Everywhere that I go to, in the name of Jesus. Now listen up, everybody. Listen. You can play. Keep playing. Imagine they say they're calling you in the village. Say, you know, in a village, they used to call, they call people. They say, Nife, Nife, Nife. Then you now wake up. You know, we see Yoruba movies and all those movies, Nollywood movies. Say, oh! You know, yeah, yes. And just start vomiting blood. It's your bad movie. Now, but just imagine you talk in tongues. You know who you are. You just sleep. You don't even just sleep. Don't forget, who is sleeping there? The man created in Christ. He's created in the image of God. When this man is called in the physical, who answers? The image of God, which is Jesus. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? It's the image of God that answers. Even if you answer, if you see somebody is calling you, I say, what? What? Even if you say, what? It is Jesus that will come out. Hallelujah. That's what happens. See, it's not about saying, oh, hey, I've told us, there's a level to this thing. And you have that level. There's a level where you say, oh, yes, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. Hey, come on. No. You can even say, I bind you. Okay. You can say, I bind you in the name of Jesus. It's not bad. But you can say, I bind you. Maybe you don't understand. The Bible says, in my name, you shall cast out devils. He said, you have not asked anything in my name. He did not even say, mentioning my name. That's different. So, okay. He did not say, when you mention my name. That is in Philippians. He said, in my name, you will cast out devils. You know, what does that mean, in my name? Where are you? You are in Christ, in the image of God, in his name. When you're walking, you are in the name of Jesus. Like you are in the name. He said, that's what I'm saying. The name of Jesus is not a sound. It's a tower. So he said, the Bible said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And he said, how can you run into a name? So it is not a mentioning. It is what you wear. It's what you wear every day. Like you are walking, I'm in the name of Jesus. You get what I mean? So you are sleeping, you are in the name of Jesus. You are talking to your friend, you are talking as someone who is in the name of Jesus. So when they now call you from village or from somewhere, it's in the name of Jesus you are now. Are you going to try to say, yeah? I'm not saying you cannot mention it. When you mention it, you just boost it. It's like you just boost it. You know, it's like you are in the name for, you now do double attack. You are in the name. Because I told you, it's two-edged sword, defense and attack. Okay, when you say in the name of Jesus, you are also attacking too. Understand who you are. Glory to God. Bow your heads and talk to God. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank you for the grace, for the Spirit, for His anointing. Just bless His name. Thank Him. Thank Him. Hallelujah to your name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask for those who are struggling in certain areas of their life, even as they come to the reality of who they are in Christ. I ask now that let every struggle stop. Now, in the name of Jesus, men begin to experience breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, you begin to win always. In the name of Jesus, I facilitate your progress. I facilitate and I speed up your success. In the name of Jesus, I facilitate and speed up your results. In the name of Jesus, you will have good results. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the enemy will not touch you. In the name of Jesus, because you are seated far above them. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let us package our offering.